the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 87 of the greatest wrestling podcast you've ever heard with your own two ears. This is Rant and Wrestling. I am Pretty KD, one half of the world, tag team champion of the world, and I'm joined here by yours truly, the eater of meals, the heel of the show. This is Mo Full Magic.
Popping bottle, kissing models, as always, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, what are we? What are we? What, 10 days away from the coronation? 11 days away from the coronation, a moment I've been waiting for since January. So my man finally gets the WWE title.
Oh, great. Yeah, you're welcome. Great. And of course, you can hear him laughing in the background. He is the tweener, world champion, been here since K-1. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Doomsday. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, just recovering from 3 days of 12-hour shifts, night shifts.
Ew.
That shit's hard. yeah, so right now I'm just getting drunk and enjoying this podcast. So
typical Americans getting drunk. What would you want to cover first?
Get drunk on your day off, baby.
Get drunk on your day off. All right, do you want to get New Japan out the way, and then we can go to some WWE stuff or some other news?
All right, yeah, cool. Yeah, I'll go over Power Struggle. New Japan Power Struggle was this past weekend. Very solid show, definitely. It was very solid. Everything was on point for it. The Young Lions versus Jushin Thunder Liger, Dorada, Taguchi, and Tiger Mask went as expected. Of course, the veteran squad won. But it was a really fun match. Less than 10 minutes. Banged it out. It was great. Then there was the Bullet Club B team of Cody Hall, Doc Gallows, and Tama Tonga. Versus Captain New Japan, Juice Robinson, and Toki Makabe. Of course, the B team of the Bullet Squad ended up getting that victory. Not surprising, as the other team had New Japan and freaking Juice Robinson. And yeah, that was it. Third match was an interesting one. It was Haruki Goto versus Evil, a.k.a. Takagi Watanabe. Very interesting match. Evil, of course, he's the new guy. This is now him being a full-fledged member of New Japan, no longer young boy, no longer on his excursion. Comes out in a Grim Reaper getup. It was real dope. Match itself was pretty good. But it ended in disqualification, and with Goto winning after Naito comes out and basically beats the shit out of Goto, while after Goto had put Evil in a submission hold. Very interesting stuff that developed here, and most likely it's going to end up resulting in Naito and Evil versus Goto and Shibata at Wrestle Kingdom, as Shibata had came up to make the save after everything was all over. Next match was the Time Splitters and Red Dragon versus the Bullet Club of Chase Owens, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks. This match was completely ridiculous. It was off the wall. Of course, 8-man tags are like are that way, especially junior tags are that way. But it was still really entertaining, less than 10 minutes. The Time Splitters and Red Dragon ended up getting the victory. Kushida, interesting enough, Kushida was holding the junior heavyweight title, even though it's Kenny Omega's. So he's really gunning for it. It looks like it's going to be Kushida versus Kenny Omega for the IWGP junior heavyweight tag title come Wrestle Kingdom. Next match was the finals of the 2015 Super Junior Tag Tournament. This was Matt Sydal and Ricochet versus Roppongi Vice of Beretta and Rocky Romero. Dope match, really good. Probably one of the better matches of the night. Sydal and Ricochet end up getting the victory. And after their victory, they get their trophies. And in comes Red Dragon and the Young Bucks. And Roppongi Vice is involved, so who knows, most likely this tag team match that happens in Wrestle Kingdom may possibly be either a three-way or a four-way, who knows, but we'll wait and see. Next match was the Bullet Club of AJ Styles and Bad Luck Fale versus Chaos's Toriano and Yoshihashi. Decent match. Not too much with it. AJ Styles ends up getting the victory via Styles Clash on Yoshihashi, and that's the end of that one. Yeah, it's throwaway. That one was less than 10 minutes as well. And the next match, which I'd consider the match of the night, was Tomohiro Ishii versus Tomoaki Hanma. I really wanted Hanma to win this one. I was really praying for it. It was, like, this match was great. And Tomohaki Hanma's come a long way this year. But Ishii ended up picking up the victory. This match lasted about 17 minutes. It was a dope match. Definitely, if you want to check out any match from this event, definitely check out that Ishii-Hanma match. Really dope. And the next one was Tanahashi and Shibata versus Okada and Sakuraba. Of course, you had the whole element of Tanahashi and Okada, who are the main event for Wrestle Kingdom. And this was a good match, pretty decent. Lasted about 15 minutes, and Shibata ended up picking up the victory, pinning Sakuraba. Interesting enough, after the match, Tanahashi and Okada just get into it, just like they're brawling, people trying to separate them. This Wrestle Kingdom match should be the end all be all for these two. Like, they've had a lot of matches against each other, but I believe this one should be the end all be all. This is getting ugly, and it's going to be really, really interesting to see come January. And the last match ended up being Shinsuke Nakamura versus Carl Anderson. Interesting enough, no one showed up. No one showed up with Nakamura, but of course Anderson had half the Bullet Club squad on his corner, including Styles, Fale, Chase Owens, Cody Hall, Doc Gallows, and Tama Tonga. And but despite all of that, he ended up losing the match. The match was around 20 minutes. And Nakamura, of course, he's still IWGP Intercontinental Champion. But interesting enough, AJ Styles steps in, gets in his face. So basically it looks like it's going to be AJ Styles versus Nakamura at Wrestle Kingdom, which should be a really, really good match. Overall, I give this event maybe a 7.5. Definitely recommend watching this one.
Okay, good. And you said match of the night would be Ishii versus Hanma?
Yes. Ishii versus Hanma. That's match of the night.
Okay. All right, good. And I want to say Wrestle Kingdom's the next show, but they got a tag tournament before that, right?
Yes, I believe they have the heavyweight tag for the tag tournament for heavyweights in between now and then. I have to get the specifics on what the participants are, but we'll explain that next week.
They have it. Ring of Honor posted up on their front webpage that they were going to do what Ring of Honor stars would be in New Japan, but I think we already knew that. Yeah. But just to clarify, they did bring up something about the World Tag League being involved somewhere, and they had all the participants in there at the bottom.
What's interesting enough, I could have sworn Elgin was supposed to be part of the tournament, but
yeah,
I've heard that he has not signed with Ring of Honor.
I heard that too.
He just resigned. From what I've read, PWS Spiders said he just resigned. I don't know if
like today.
I thought I read it like last week. Maybe a couple days ago.
No, last week. Last week it was reported, but then they said that Elgin himself said that he has not re-signed yet.
Now, the other thing is, did we talk about the main event for Final Battle?
No, not yet.
We brought it up last week?
No, we didn't. We didn't.
What do you guys think about that?
What, it was Jay Lethal versus AJ Styles, right?
Jay Lethal versus AJ Styles. I mean, AJ Styles gets this is his first title shot at the Ring of Honor title.
Yeah.
And Roddy's already beat him for the television title, which will be on probably Destination America in a couple weeks. But, do you give AJ the title? I mean, I don't know what happened. I can't imagine Ring of Honor, their biggest pay-per-view of the year, them doing a screw job finish, but now New Japan likes to protect their guys.
I think Jay Lethal's going to keep the title.
I
think they can have a lot of things going for that guy. Granted, yes, he did drop the television title, but how long are you going to keep both belts? He had both belts for, that's long enough to have three, and he had the television title for like almost 2 years. So, him losing the belt, okay, it's fine. He didn't lose the Ring of Honor World title. That would have been like, whoa. But
yeah,
I think Jay will be fine. And then Jay could go around saying, I beat AJ Styles on the biggest show of Ring of Honor, blah, blah, blah. And they'll work on for him. Who is Jay Lethal going to face after AJ Styles? I don't know.
Adam Cole. I think they're working towards, if they're smart, I would love to see them do the same thing with Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly, what they did with Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards. Those guys have a 2 or 3 match series. Adam won the first one. I mean, I'm sure you probably gonna see Kyle win the second one, and then next year make it for the world title.
Yeah.
And then just break it up. Yeah, like you said, David Richards. They stopped that final battle, right? That was their third match because the first one was for the TV title. Yeah. So that can work. I don't mind the main event. This is still a main event for their for our final show. I take it. What, last year was Jay Briscoe and Jay Briscoe and Adam Cole? Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad at all. But, yeah, we'll talk about Ring of Honor a little later, too. Cause, that's the only show I have for the weekend. Their Survival of the Fittest. So, okay. So, can we get to the whole injury of one Seth Rollins, please? Because
If you haven't heard,
Seth Rollins.
Once again, news that's not news.
Yeah, news that you already know. We're like the last to get our words out, so please just bear with
us. I mean, we broke it last week that he got injured.
We broke it, but we didn't know how long he was going to be out. I thought it was just going to be like a month, maybe. I thought he was going to do the whole CM Punk deal.
No, I told you he'd be a few months at least.
Yeah.
With what I saw.
Dude, they talked about apparently bent his knee like super raw.
Did you see the video on there?
I'm not going to see the video.
Yeah,
it's not that bad, but you can see what happened.
Oh no, that's, no, that shit looked bad.
It didn't look that bad.
That
looked like Manny Machado when he hurt his knee. Anybody seen that?
Who?
Like, it just looked awkward. Manny Machado, the Orioles player.
I didn't see when he got hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it just looked like his knee bent the wrong way.
That was a few years ago, right?
Yeah, he hurt his left knee 2 years ago, and he hurt his right knee last year.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's not
disgusting. It's just, you could see the way his, like, I can't think it's called the patella, the thing, your kneecap.
Yeah, you just the patella kneecap is your kneecap.
Off, like it almost moves. Yeah. And it's not disgusting, I mean, unless you're really squeamish, but it's not, you can tell there's something wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like the Willis Gate injury or anything.
No.
Yeah. But he is out for what? How long did they say?
6 to 9. The funny thing, and get this, apparently that's the same exact injury I had years ago. When I was in the military academy, torn ACL, torn MCL, and maybe a little bit of damage of the meniscus and shit. That's exactly what ended up happening to me and costing me my whole shit. But yeah, I definitely feel that. He's like a super athlete, so I'd expect him to like recover pretty well from it. But yeah. I think he'll definitely need that full 9 months to really get his shit together, you know?
Now, what I've been hearing, now that they got this whole WWE World Title tournament and stuff, yeah. They have to use the stars that they have now because Cena is out and about, and Brock Lesnar is not coming back anytime soon. Randy Orton got hurt taking out the trash. you know, and then there's Rusev, Mashka. I think he's going to come back soon, but not soon enough. Not like he's a major player anyway, because it was bashing the dude before he even got hurt. Of course, Lana's down. And I think there's another injury out there that I'm probably forgetting. They have to use what they have right now. They got to use them. And they got to use them well. This is the time to do it. You know, and I'm pretty sure they probably calling everybody like, yo, Jericho, can you please come in? Save us, Y2J, please. No.
Did they call Phil?
Yeah, I know, right? Did they leave a message?
I don't think they call Phil. I think we know they got that when they call Phil.
Yes. You know? So I'm pretty sure they was running back there like, yo, who do we have? Who do we have that can save this company? And you got all these guys in front of them like, hello, my name is Cesaro. And he was like, oh yeah, hey, I'm Roman Reigns. Remember me? Alberto Del Rio? Yeah, I just came back. Use those guys. You know we got your boy Kevin Owens, Mr. Entertainment. You know.
The thing is, I'm telling you, man, I'm thinking of the meeting myself. Someone's probably sitting there. Vince is sitting there at the high chair. You know. Cena's out, damn it. Orton's out to the WrestleMania. Rollins out to WrestleMania. Who are we going to get? We can always call CM Punk. You shut your goddamn mouth and get the hell out of my office.
Don't bring his name up.
Get the hell out of my goddamn office.
Right. Who are you going to call? You don't have to call anybody.
Even better, knowing that situation, it probably went, what's he up to? Dead. You don't like him, Ma.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't like, I forgot your relationship. Yeah. Like, who are you, and Daniel Bryan. You know, he's out.
Let's try that.
I'm just saying all the people that are out.
Right.
So, it's like, hey, you got these guys here. You know, and don't say Sting. And for people that say Sting, no. Hell to the no. I'm not calling no damn Sting. So what they did was strip Seth Rollins for the title. If I was Seth Rollins, I ain't giving him the belt until Survivor Series. Put me on camera sitting in the chair somewhere in my illustrious home in Pensacola, Florida. Just naming the place. And be like, Yeah, something like that. Like, Seth Rollins all mad with his foot all bandaged up, with his leg all bandaged up. Like, I ain't giving up this title until I see a winner. Like, I'm still your champion. You know, that's what it just been me. They have a tournament here. The first round has already been set. I know SmackDown is, what, Friday or Thursday? I don't even remember the day they moved on. But I'm pretty sure by the time any of y'all listen to this show, this leads to Roman Reigns, but they had Roman Reigns against the Big Show. Why? I don't know. And I'm like, Roman Reigns beat the Big Show.
That's why.
He beat tall. How can he beat a guy with such size and strength?
Impossible.
That is,
you know, the craziest part is about the Big Show. I know he's never come up on 5-star wrestlers, at least from what I know of. That motherfucker used to do a mean-ass super kick.
Yeah, I remember that. Him and, like, Yokozuna was, like, the only big people that did super kick.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Mean-ass super kick.
No, Rikishi did super kick,
yeah,
too.
Rikishi did, too.
Yeah.
After that, Roman Reigns did beat the Big Show. Cesaro did beat Sheamus. If he didn't, then the internet would explode. Come on, man. Cesaro, bro. Alberto Del Rio, the United States champion, or the slash Mexico's champion, beat Stardust. Kalisto beat Ryback. I can't believe this. This is amazing. The real deal, Titus O'Neil, lost to Mr. Entertainment, Kevin Owens, who is the Intercontinental Champion. Neville, longest reigning NXT Champion, defeated King Barrett. Yeah, King Barrett came back. Guess what? He's still losing. My client, Dolph Ziggler, defeated the Miz, who main evented WrestleMania 27, and beat John Cena at that point. He beat him. Your boy, Dean Ambrose, the one that the ladies love, he beat my client, Tyler Breeze, with the best move in wrestling, the Inside Cradle, or the Small Package, best move in wrestling. So, on one side, and we'll be talking about these matches, on one side, you have Roman Reigns versus Cesaro, and Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto. On the other side, you got Kevin Owens against Neville, and Dolph Ziggler versus Dean Ambrose. Your thoughts? Doomsday, you're first.
What's up? What,
you talked about this tournament. You seen the matches on Raw?
Yeah, I saw the matches on Raw. They were, a lot of them were pretty decent. Actually, that Cesaro-Sheamus match was pretty dope. with the whole distraction shit. But with the tournament itself, I feel like it's going to be like a foregone conclusion with Reigns ending up going to the finals. Dean Ambrose is on the second, on the other half of the bracket, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to end up being Ambrose versus Reigns.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It's going.
Yeah, that's
to
what
be.
It looks like. This is, that's a great opportunity for like some real like drama, you know? So
and,
like, I feel
for
like
me, if I was Roman Reigns, I'd be like, fuck this tournament. I should get at least like a first round bye because
I'm the number one contender. Right. Why am I going through three fucking matches?
Right. Exactly. I'm already number one contender. So if anyone that's going to be guaranteed a title shot, like y'all said, before he even got hurt, I should be in the finals. The winner of this tournament should face me at Survivor Series. That's what it should be. You know, but hey, Roman Reigns is a good guy. You know, he's going to do as he's told, follow the rules, swing his hair back and forth, bat his eyes. You know, and he already beat the Big Show. Now he has to go through Cesaro.
Where is the Survivor Series this year? Anybody know? Is it in the Staples Center?
Let's see. It is in Atlanta, Georgia. The Phillips Arena.
I mean, it gets hot in Atlanta. I know it gets hot in Atlanta, but is that town ready for a flood? Is Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns?
Or it could be Cesaro against Kevin Owens if the internet loves itself so much.
He finally did it.
Oh my god, if Cesaro beats Roman Reigns, people will jump out of the damn socks.
Don't. And the thing is that the worst part would be to happen, it would be so bad for Cesaro. If Cesaro beats Roman Reigns, wins the title, and loses it that night to Sheamus.
Oh my god. Oh my god, no. Like, okay, let's see. They have the bracket say, all right, Del Rio and Kalisto, neither one of them are winning. You can have Roman Reigns against your boy Kevin Owens, but that's if Kevin Owens can get past Dean Ambrose or Dolph Ziggler. Or it could be Neville against Kalisto.
I honestly think Neville versus Kalisto is just a fun indie match, but, I mean, I get, I don't know how to
Dean Ambrose against Cesaro. No, can't do that. I'm going to have to say Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns.
I think it's going to be Owens versus Reigns in the finals.
Owens versus Reigns in the finals. Title for title, yo. Prize fighter. Oh, my God. Those guys are going to be in the finals, and it's going to be ended in disqualification. Holla.
Yeah, that's the question. Does it end in a disqualification? Or well, apparently the rumor has it that Reigns was going to win anyway.
Now, if it was me, I would have had Seth Rollins win anyway. And,
I thought they were going to do Seth Rollins winning anyway, but I mean, I guess the thing is, I've read different mindsets of that. Hey, turn Dean Ambrose. No, don't turn Dean Ambrose. And people are kind of sort of.
Now they could turn Dean Ambrose, or they can turn Roman Reigns.
Nah, they're not turning green.
They can do that. They you Look, know, they're not, already love Ambrose as it is. You know, either one can work for me. I mean, no one's going to see Reigns turn coming. They all see it as Ambrose. So if you give them that, you know, they can, and you know Ambrose, he's crazy. He's mental. You would think he would turn heel first. Then you see that.
Honestly, they, with the way they don't have faces, it kind of doesn't make sense for them to turn.
Is Del Rio a heel?
Anybody know?
Like, Cesaro's face, Reigns' face, Del Rio's face.
Del Rio's supposed to be a heel.
Neville's face, Ziggler, Ambrose's face. Only heel is Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. They have a lot of face versus faces matchups too.
I mean, which is fine, but I mean, the eyes of the fan, Kevin Owens is not even a freaking heel. He's too cool.
So that's the eyes of the internet fan. I'm talking about the 8-year-old.
But I'm talking about like legit heel. Honestly, I don't think there are any. That's so weird. You can have Del Rio versus Kevin Owens for a title match. Just make everything broken. Yeah, you know.
This is TNA 2006?
Or, I know, right? Or, I don't know why they did that. They just wanted to be broken. They just wanted to be like, yo, there's got to be one guy to hold all the belts in our company. All of them. Both tag titles. What? No. Fucking weird. And look at Ziggler from last year. The man was a sole survivor. Now you know he's going to fucking drop an L. And all these qualifier matches will be on Raw. And I believe... they're saying the semifinals is going to be on a SmackDown, and the finals is going to be at Survivor Series. I would have done it differently.
Yeah, I would have.
I would have done the semifinals and the final of Survivor Series.
Yeah, yeah.
I might actually did the quarterfinals on the show.
Nah, the pre-show maybe?
No. Like the quarterfinals, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 matches. Okay, you got the Undertaker, Brothers of Destruction, and Wyatt Family. That's match 5. Match 6 will be a Divas match, you know, and then you have the finals, I believe. They could do a pre-show match. I don't know who they would put on pre-show. What, Ziggler versus Ambrose or
just make the pre-show an hour long, and just have the first round, some of the quarterfinal matches on the pre-show.
Well, they can definitely do the semifinals because that's. Well, just 2 matches there, plus the 3rd being the finals. They can definitely have that. And then have the under match, whatever.
Then the New Day, the tag team titles.
Yeah, something like that. They could add on to that. But they're doing semifinals on SmackDown. Now, that's what it says here on the Wiki page. Now, I don't know if that's going to be true, but if it is, fine. I guess people actually have to watch SmackDown, man. Good shit. We all said Reigns is beating Cesaro, unfortunately, right?
Right.
Or Cesaro might beat Roman Reigns. Oh, my God, unpredictability. Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto. That might actually be kind of quick. Maybe they're not even going to get as much time as I would hope so. I would like them to get more time. I think that could be pretty good.
They're going to get Kalisto for time.
Yeah. Like, I don't want
to... expect Kalisto to get this far. Come on.
He beat the Ryback, former Intercontinental Champion. He beat a grown man. I guess all of them are grown men.
Not bad for a guy who can't get into the Twister Six Flags.
No. And the versus though, Rio beat Stardust. Okay. And you knew Sheamus was going to lose. We got the money in the bank.
No reason for him to win.
I know. And Kevin Owens against Neville. They had a really good match earlier in the year in NXT. Actually, a really good television match. And then you got Ziggler and Ambrose. You already know I'm pulling for my man Dolph Ziggler. I don't give a fuck. But I'm pretty sure Ambrose is going to win because he's Ambrose. Whatever the fuck. This is not actually a bad little bracket, even though it's kind of foreshadowing Roman Reigns winning the whole thing. Is Sheamus going to cash in?
I don't see Sheamus cashing in.
Why did they give him the damn briefcase? Like, no! Of all people, I don't want to see another boring title reign. I'm sorry. I just think it's boring. I don't know, but...
disagreements here.
I know, right? But yeah, that's the whole tournament. I hope they do everything well. I was really looking forward to Reigns versus Rollins. I was actually really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
But things change. You know, things change. What else? What else? What, anything else happened with Raw? Did the Undertaker do some crazy shit?
Apparently what happened was that, Bray Wyatt went through his whole spiel again, how powerful he was after, consuming, Kane and Undertaker's essences, and then, next thing you know, you hit a gong, Kane and Undertaker come out. They basically clear out the ring and take out Bray Wyatt, which I guess is going to lead to their Survivor Series match or whatever. So, yeah. Made a special appearance and shit.
So,
LOL, take our win.
So they...
Yeah, basically.
I know, right? So it's just going to be them two against random... So is this going to be a regular tag match?
I don't know.
Is it going to be a Survivor Series match?
I mean, I've heard a cool idea. I know some people are against it. I've read that some people are against it, but I heard a cool idea. Why don't they make it 4-on-3? Make it the Wyatts versus Kane, Undertaker, and Brock Lesnar.
Huh.
You're going to bring Brock Lesnar back. You know his contract.
That's true. Running out on date.
Mm-hmm. You're like, whoa, you're going to have to pay me an extra $5 million. You want me to show up on the Survivor Series, man.
Right?
Pay me out of pocket, Vince. Break your pocket. Now, actually not a bad idea. I wouldn't mind it. I think we already knew Paige against Charlotte. We already knew that part. But
you know,
what
honestly,
else?
I take back everything I said over the past week and a half. I'm actually looking forward to this match.
Really?
Especially since Paige whooped Becky Lynch's ass like she was a fucking jobber.
Oh,
that was some bullshit.
Come on,
beat
man.
That bitch's ass.
That was some bullshit.
Beat her like she owed her money. Beat her like Debo beat that dude that took his bike.
And his chain.
Mm-hmm. Grandmama gave me that chain. Not anymore. Go ahead and walk around with your hat. You don't need it with one arm.
That right.
Get your ass back to NXT.
Oh, man. Poor Becky. She ain't got... Is it her fault?
She never had a chance. In hindsight... She never had a chance.
Damn. Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure.
There's no guarantee that she don't have a chance. All right. So anything else?
Bailey better watch it. Bailey better watch it. I saw a tweet. Bailey about to get her shit fucked up.
What?
Yeah. Because Bailey was on a tweet that highlighted Zack Ryder and Mojo Rawley. You don't want to be associated with them.
They are partners for the common good, all right? She got to have someone watch her back.
You ever see American Idol when Simon Cowell says, look, she might want to be Beyonce and have them be Destiny's Child. That way.
Let me see. What else happened? What did the New Day do? They're entertaining.
Yeah, I wasn't even paying attention to that shit.
You missed a New Day segment?
I think they had a match, I guess. Whatever. I think it was New Day versus, shit, I forgot who it was. But all I know is that New Day won.
Oh, you missed it. You probably had a funny unicorn little thing. Okay, fine. Anything else happening on Raw? Or you got some news for everyone to hear?
Any Raw stuff or what?
No, you said you had a couple of news things.
Oh yeah, that's right, man. I'm sorry, I'm like drifting off and shit. But yeah, there was they had the nightly show last night where shout out to Rob for reminding me of this before because I had remembered about it like earlier and I saw this tweet about Ricky Velez versus Virgil. But then yeah, Rob reminded me and all of us earlier today. But yeah, the nightly show with Larry Whitmore had the whole wrestling is racist segment or whatever. And it basically chronicled Ricky Velez, who is a correspondent with the nightly show of what the nightly show's panel usually, his like journey in wrestling or whatever, and he so happened to be interviewing two wrestlers, freaking Tommy Dreamer and Virgil of all people.
That's an interesting pairing.
Yeah. So, of course, Tommy Dreamer said, wrestling should not be politically correct. It never has been, so why should it matter? Blah, blah, blah. Virgil, he went on some stupid shit. Whatever. Well, they basically talked about, if you're a bad guy, you're a bad guy. Just, it's whatever. They kind of basically dismissed the whole racism element for the most part or whatever, and kind of encouraged it or whatever. Ricky Velez ended up actually having a match with Virgil. For PWS. for PWS. And, he was, I think Ricky Velez was some kind of like board. I guess he played some kind of border jumper, gimmick. He was carrying watermelon and shit like that to taunt Virgil. It was really fucked up, actually, if you come to think about it. But that whole segment kind of made wrestling out to be a joke, as usual. Even wrestling fans, they interviewed a few wrestling fans at Ricky Velez's merch table, because, yeah, he had a merch table, like Virgil usually has his WWE Superstar merch table. And he was interviewing a whole bunch, he was just basically talking to a whole bunch of fans, or whatever. Basically, none of those dudes, like, really gave a shit about racism or whatever, because they're all, like, unintelligent white dudes, including CM Punk fan.
Damn.
Yes.
I thought he was going to say Hulk Hogan.
CM Punk fan.
That
showed up.
Get himself over.
But yeah, the whole segment wasn't really intelligent at all. It was just a whole hot mess of like random shit. Wasn't really feeling it though. apparently the Virgil Ricky Velez match, like, they only showed like bits and pieces on the match, including Virgil giving Ricky Velez a headbutt to the groin. But apparently you can find the full match on the Nightly Show's website. I guess it's their segment, their portion of ComedyCentral.com or whatever, CC.com or some shit like that. So I guess if you really want to see it, go to Comedy Central, search Nightly Show, and find the match or whatever. But yeah, not too much to it. So what do you guys think about this whole wrestling and racism shit or whatever?
I'm mad at the fact that CM Punk fan got on the show before we do.
Yeah.
We're way more over than he is.
He was on
the show. I don't want to sound jealous.
He was on the show at least three different, he was on the segment at least three different points. That's some bullshit. With his fucking socks. His fucking socks on his hands.
He is living the gimmick to a T.
Bitch.
And he has supporters also. But, Mofo, you go first on this. This is what? Racism on wrestling?
Wrestling, racism? Wrestling with racism or something like that? I don't know. Look, man. I don't know. Like, no comment.
I don't want to get...
I mean, the thing is, that kid is... You know what? He's passionate, I guess. I mean, he seems like there's always that one person who's at every fucking indie show telling you how much he knew every single wrestler before they became famous, and he doesn't call them by the name they have in WWE. And Pac's a real wrestler while Dolph Ziggler's a WWE wrestler. Like, there's always that one kid, and he just happens to be the one that takes it. I mean, my question is, will he show up at UFC events? I'm saying no.
Yeah, that's
or I don't know. I don't think he can afford it.
Who'd you tell him? This ticket's probably cost more than his damn wardrobe, I'm sure. Now I sound like a hater. Okay, go ahead. I don't want to come off as that.
So I can't see him now. Just, what are you doing? I have to put, aren't you cold in that? CM Punk don't wear no shirt in the octagon. Okay.
Oh my God. Let me catch him with a beer in his hand so they'll be like, huh, see that? He's a fraud. He's not straight edge. Boo.
Fraud.
Fraud. Look at that. It's not even real socks. Fucking bed sheets. Boo. Boo.
Fraud.
Fraud. Throwing eggs at him and shit. No. That's bullying. No. Not about it. Not about it. Alright. So, yeah. The races in wrestling, I ain't going to touch on it. I don't think that's... I don't think that
ain't
in my book material.
Ain't our cup of tea.
Yeah, it's not.
Except for...
We rant on wrestling.
We talked about some racism in wrestling before.
You have.
Yeah, we have, but...
Oh, we got the last Black Hope. That's about racism.
And that's Apollo Crews.
Yeah, that's Apollo Crews.
That's the last Black Hope right there.
He is the last one. No one else. Rich Swann, maybe, but right now.
Don't count. Leo what? Rush, don't count. Patrick Clark, don't count.
Wow. So the last Black Hope literally is Apollo Crews.
Yeah. If he don't become champion, it's just over.
It's over, yeah, it's done.
There's no more black people that can be successful.
Nope.
Oh my God. Maybe it's because he can't dance. He was like, whoa, a black guy that can't dance. Yeah, I think you can be champion.
Like,
I think you can become champion. I think you could be the one to do it. You don't call that backflip a dance? It's a standing backflip.
How are you bringing me, Paul?
Oh, God. Oh man. All right, so what's next, man? What is next?
Evolve. Evolve announced that they're going to be having tag team champions.
About fucking time.
2016.
It's just as long as Beyond Wrestling with their title. They don't have any. Goddamn.
And apparently Johnny Gargano won the Evolve title.
Oh, he did?
Really? Did he?
Wait, he did? No, I didn't. Now I got a fucking check.
Was that a 52?
Yeah, it had to be a 52. Because, what's the name wanted to challenge him? Galloway.
Yeah, Galloway wanted to challenge Thatcher, right?
Yeah, he came out, I saw the video.
Yeah.
And yo was like, yeah, one day, I'm going to get my...
I saw a picture of Johnny Gargano holding up the Evolve title.
Are you sure?
I mean, I jumped to a conclusion. Yeah, I just got... Dave just sent me the email, baby.
Oh, yeah, he don't sleep with that, yo. As soon as that email hit, it's a wrap. Wait... Yeah, it was supposed to happen, what? I don't see it.
I don't know.
So he's not signed with WWE at all?
Hell no. He's just been like...
Where anybody got this rumor from?
I thought, I don't know. I mean, he's on television. Well, not television.
I think what WWE is doing, WWE basically, unless you're signed with Ring of Honor, they don't really want you. The only reason why Joe got signed was because of the Ring of Honor show. Like, because what happened was that Joe wasn't signed. All of a sudden, Joe got put on the Ring of Honor for that Joe and Styles versus Bad Attitude. Next thing I know, he's fucking signed. So, I mean, I just put 2 and 6 together and come up with 7.
Okay.
Speaking of possibly getting signed, apparently AJ Styles' contract runs out in January. So, if he...
He's down signing him for the money that he wants.
But if he gets offered some good money, he could end up being an NXT. It's all about that money.
Yeah, you think they're going to... Do they need to?
New Japan is like the one company that has as much money as WWE does.
Yeah.
Do they have to? Do they have to get AJ Styles?
No,
not really.
Yeah, I'm like, I think NXT is already saturated with stars. So
I don't. The only person I don't understand why they're not in NXT, why WWE hasn't signed yet, is Adam Cole.
Outside of that,
there's nobody who I look at in the Indies, in New Japan, anywhere else that I'm like, oh my god, why is the WWE size in yet? Like, and I love Okada, but even Okada's like, well, you can't speak English. They already have a Japanese guy.
What about Michael Elgin?
Michael Elgin's too short.
He's too short, yeah. That's a damn shame, too.
They got Chad Gable. He's not that tall.
I mean, he's short. He's short and bulky. That's the difference. Like, Chad Gable is, like, short and, like, he's leaner and shit. Like, him, like, the problem with Michael Elgin is that I love Michael Elgin, but he wouldn't be believable as, like, some type of powerhouse because of his height. You know?
Look at his chest.
And that's his legs,
he's huge.
He's a thick dude, but, like, he still wouldn't... It's like, in WWE...
What do you think he's going to be like, Taz?
He wouldn't be believable.
You think he's going to be like Taz?
In reality, he wouldn't be believable, though. That's the problem.
They've done well with Kevin Owens, but... I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'll work. Give him a try.
Let me clarify my statement. Do you really sit there and wonder, hey, how much money are they losing on the table because they don't have Michael Elgin?
Nah, they're losing money in regard. They're losing money every freaking week.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, is there anybody in the industry outside of Adam Cole where you think, oh my God, they're losing a bona fide cash cow here by not signing that guy?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know much about how the money works there.
Well, I'm talking about as a person who runs a business, as a person, and you know wrestling, to know what's marketable and what's not. Is there anybody you see out there in the indies where you're like, God, I can't understand why WWE does not sign this guy?
Well, Michael Bennett would probably be one of them.
Mike Bennett's a good one. Mike Bennett's another one.
Yeah,
like, he looked like, I thought he would have been there maybe like 2 years ago. It just seemed like...
I still think Rhea's the reason why he hasn't been signed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was, yeah. For me, you know, because I don't know what they burning bridges or something like that. I'm not sure, or she just was like, oh no, you're not going over there. You married me, you ain't going over there. Why would you go over there? He was like, but with money, that's what I wrestle for, so I could be.
Also, apparently Sinclair has money. I mean, they have as much money as this. You know, they may not use it for Ring of Honor, but Sinclair has money.
Yeah. They just need to cough up if they wanna. Do they see the point of them doing that? You know, that's the whole thing about it. They gotta trust you in order to bring out that money. I don't think they trust Ring of Honor like that. Plus, wrestling ain't booming like it was in 99, 2000.
I don't think they for 99 and 2000.
99, I was about to go there. I was just like, but yeah, I get your point. I get it. You know? Make John Cena money. Yeah. Alright. Any news, Doomsday? Any more that you got for us?
There's the whole situation with Del Rio and AAA. Interesting enough, AAA has been, like, basically been hammered when it comes to talent. A whole bunch of talent just dipping out of, like, a whole bunch of veteran talent just basically dipping out of AAA. Basically, that whole, like, promotion's going downhill, like, very, very fast. And even the Del Rio thing is probably wasn't even the start of it, but, like, the Del Rio thing, apparently he, like, under contract, I guess under his contract, he's not able to go back and, like, drop the title to anyone. So, I guess they're going to have to... I believe their president, the AAA president, has announced that they're having some type of tournament. Kind of like WWE's having their tournament to, like, kind of get a new champion from the vacated title or whatever. So,
yeah.
But, like, AAA is not looking good right now. It's a damn shame. It's been dying fast. It's crazy.
You know Vince don't care. Yeah. Vince is like, I'm buying him anyway. I don't care if he's a champ. Probably didn't even know he was a champion until all of this happened.
But Well, funny enough, there was a tweet that showed that CMLL is actually following AAA. I don't know if it's vice versa, but it would be interesting if these promotions ended up joining forces or CMLL ended up buying out AAA because of how bad AAA has been doing lately. But that Mexican scene is pretty interesting right now for, like, obvious reasons. There's really unpredictable. It's really unpredictable what's going on right now.
Worry about that piece of shit, Conan.
Oh, man. But, yeah.
Fuck you, Conan. You deserve it.
Like, if you're the champion of another company, yes, I get money talks, but wouldn't you be like, hey, I'm getting signed to WWE. Here's your title. Instead of saying, yeah, I'm getting signed to WWE.
Fuck that guy.
I'm keeping the title. Like, you might as well just give it away. Not give it away. Just give it back.
Not if Conan is the fucking promoter.
Okay, you and Conan, y'all have to watch this. This has been going on for years. It's okay.
Fuck you, Conan.
Fuck you, Conan.
And Conan says, F you too. Yeah, man, Conan. Okay.
I love you.
And
fat fuck.
Anything else on Tuesday or Mofo? You got something about wrestling wise.
Yeah, I got something else. Fuck you, Conan.
Conan.
Jesus.
You're the bird.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. Oh, let's thank Jesus that I won my fantasy football game last
week. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, thank man.
Jay me? Cutler being a loser and Marcus Mariota giving me 41 points.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Thank you.
Hey, that Saints defense right now is the cure that ails you.
Yes. Yes, it was. And I was like, he's playing up against the Saints. I think he'll be okay. You know, because Andrew Luck was playing up against the Broncos, and I was like, I'll be damned if I'm starting Andrew Luck against the Broncos. No, that's not happening.
Mofo Magic needs some unsolicited fantasy football advice for this weekend. So I got Derek Carr at home against the Vikings, or I got Blake Bortles on the road against the Ravens.
Shit, I might go with Blake Bortles still, just for the fact that the Ravens D ain't shit.
Oh yeah, that secondary is horrible.
And the Raiders are playing who?
The Vikings.
I like Derek Carr.
I like Blake Bortles. Oh no, I'm sorry.
Carr as I mean, what? Derek Carr had what?
Three touchdowns last week and four touchdowns the week before.
Right.
So I don't want to give up on them, but at the same time.
It's Blake Bortles from UCF.
Against the Ravens defense. That Ravens defense gave up 400 yards to Josh McCown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yes, yeah, man. I go with Bortles, man. That's what I'm saying.
I'm looking at the stats here. Derek Carr, 19 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Normally for a Raider quarterback, it would have flip-flopped. Blake Bortles got 17 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Didn't really have that many turnovers. You know, so as far as yards, they're around the same, around 2,000-something. I'm going to say Derek Carr. And Blake Bortles, I think they're going to produce the same amount of points. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I'm going to choose Derek Carr for 200, Alex. And Dibs is going to say Blake Bortles. Me, on the other hand, freaking Andrew Luck is on bye.
No, he's hurt.
But he is also hurt with, what did he have? Like a
lacerated kidney?
A lacerated kidney, man. That sounds painful. You know, so he's done. But I'm starting Mariota, but he's going up against the Panthers defense. And I'm like, no, it's not the Saints defense. It's the Panthers defense. They're way better. You know, and
anybody you can start?
No.
Anybody on the waiver wire you can pick up?
Teddy Bridgewater, but didn't he get hurt?
Yeah, but
Teddy Bridgewater got laid the hell out for no goddamn reason. That shit was petty as hell.
That was a dirty hit.
That was fucked up.
That was a dirty hit that they gave that man Teddy Bridgewater.
That was fucked up. You know, elbowed this man in the head. Bam, he was out.
Ooh, wait.
Don't hit him. Y'all hit him with that roaring elbow. That shit was crazy.
Dude, do we think we owe Blaine Gabbert an apology?
No.
No.
Why?
Because it's still Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah, it's Blaine Gabbert. Yeah, fuck it.
But he did it well. He did better than expected.
He did well against the Falcons. Okay? And you're a Falcons fan. You know how easy that can be sometimes.
Sometimes. They
you
almost
know how the Falcons
won.
Are.
17-16, they almost won.
And the Falcons also, I don't think they've had really a good game since they stopped playing the NFC East.
Dude, they was like, Falcons are an elite team. I was like, bullshit, until the Panthers lose a game, they ain't nothing. I always said the Panthers was better than Atlanta. And it shows. The Broncos finally lost to the damn Colts. You know? And,
That's because Talib's dumbass.
Poking people in the eye. Come on now.
And I had him for my fantasy team, too. I felt so goddamn embarrassed.
You know, that's fucked up.
Like, come on, bro. Don't say that wasn't intentional.
Oh, nah, that was intentional. Like, come on. A lot of dirty hits was intentional.
Come on, bro.
On the fucking football game. But, oh, Roethlisberger got hurt. You know, and Le'Veon Bell's out for the season. Jeez.
Guess what? D'Angelo Williams. I picked him up last week before this whole Le'Veon Bell shit went down. And I started him. Not knowing that shit would go down. Not going that shit would go down with Le'Veon Bell. So I started him, and bam, lo and behold, he's turning the fuck up.
Yeah.
He helped.
He had three touchdowns or something like that?
I think, what was it, two?
He had three. I know he had three.
Three.
Like two rushing and one receiving.
So, I was so happy.
I wanted him. I wanted to pick him up, but I couldn't because I had like three people on waiver wire that I wanted. It was him, Jay Cutler, and the Patriots defense. And all I got was the Patriots defense. All I know
is I got lucky as hell.
Yeah. Like, no one on waiver wire is there. Like, it's bone dry now. Whoever y'all got,
it's bone dry.
Bone dry. The Ravens didn't play last week, but they're playing up against Blake Bortles. Both of y'all 2-6. Who's winning this game, you know?
Yeah,
the Patriots or the Jaguars?
I got Jaguars winning.
As much as I love the Ravens, I got Jaguars winning.
Now, in a perfect world, it would be, you know, the Ravens hands down. But for some reason, y'all got injuries plagued on y'all. Steve Smith is out. You know, Terrell Suggs hurt y'all a little bit because he's out. You know, but the Jaguars, they're not a bad team on offense. They just lose. Like, the Ravens, y'all just lose. And the Chargers, like, Phillip Rivers is the man. His stats are really, really good. Team sucks. Phillip Rivers needs to go to a different team. Be like, fuck y'all. I know I love San Diego.
Yo,
have you ever been to San Diego?
So bad all the time.
Have you ever been to San Diego? I would not be ready to leave.
I know. I've been to San Diego years ago. Really beautiful place. But I want to win games, man. I'm sorry. I'm not going to have my career be Dan Marino'd, okay, because I want to be fucking loyal. I want to win the Super Bowl. That's what I'm there to play for. And if my team can't do it, and it's not my fault, I don't want to be there. That's not fair to him.
But he doesn't have Keenan Allen this week.
He ain't had nothing. He still don't have no running back. I mean, you got Danny Woodhead and Melvin Gordon's a little fumbling, so.
He haven't had a running back since LaDainian Tomlinson left.
Yeah, or like, yeah. Terrence Bowles to a certain stretch. Ryan Matthews didn't count. No. So, and Melvin Gordon was supposed to be their saving grace. If they had a running game, it'd probably be a little bit better. But the Chargers, they're bad. I'm sorry, they're bad. Redskins, bad. Titans, bad. Cowboys, bad. Lions are the worst. You know, and the Jets plays the Bills. That actually might actually be pretty good. I don't know who's going to win that. Probably the Jets. The Jets aren't that bad. They just got New England. Who's losing out of the undefeated teams here? The Panthers play the Titans. I think the Patriots got a bye. And who's the other undefeated team? The Bengals play the Texans.
None of them. None of them lose.
So they're all gonna go on 9-0.
I honestly don't feel. I don't. This week, I honestly don't see them either of team losing.
I'm actually debating on starting both Texans wide receivers because I think the Texans will be down 35-0 almost by halftime.
Yeah, yeah, they're gonna get mollywopped.
Oh, the Patriots play the Giants. I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, that's again. I'm saying none of those teams. I don't see any of those teams losing.
If anyone's getting a shocker win, I'm gonna say the Giants Patriots game. Because you know Eli don't give a damn about what record you got. He'll win games, yo. The Bengals and Texans. Why is that a Monday night game? That's not important. Like if they see a game that's not important, I would change the schedule. Or something like that. Like the Cardinals against the Seahawks, that's a division game. That's important. But that's Sunday night football. You know, so that's fine. Not that one. The Browns are still, well, shit, they're not making playoffs, I don't think. Wait, let me see. If the playoffs were today, it would be New England, Cincinnati, Denver, Indianapolis, the Jets, and the Steelers. Wow. The Steelers still make the playoffs. And NFC will be Carolina, Green Bay, Arizona, Giants, Minnesota, and Atlanta. I don't know how Atlanta's barely fucking making it. But they're 6-3. And I think Atlanta has a bye. I'm not too sure. But, any more football talk that I missed?
Did you guys see the Greg Hardy tweet?
Or no.
The pictures?
No, I didn't see that.
I did see the pictures.
I saw one picture. Oh, like her back or some shit like that.
Yeah. I saw that one. Yeah. And like next to her chin or something like that.
Yo, he fucked her up.
Hey, man. Has she been following directions?
Oh, hey, man. I don't try to joke about this shit. I'm whatever he just said, that ain't me.
Yeah, what did he say on the tweet? Because I know I think he changed it after he talked to his coach or something like that. I got some alert about what he said.
I know he was,
he
was saying that he was like super distracted this week. I heard that, but apparently his tweet was like, apparently I read like a little bit. I didn't read much, but I know I heard that there was something where he was even denying those pictures with him and everything. Like, yeah, that's not who he is and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yo, that dude's crazy. I don't care what he says.
That man's a maniac. Him and the guy that poked him in the eye. Fucking Akeem Tlaib.
Akeem Tlaib?
All of those guys are savages.
Goddamn savages.
Getting paid, man. You're getting paid big bucks to play football. Don't play dirty. Damn it. Okay. So, I think that covers everything. I'm not sure. Because I know y'all got to watch the Empire, so I ain't going to keep y'all.
Man, I don't have shit besides what I just told you.
All right, so Ring of Honor, the only show that I have here, Ring of Honor is having their annual Survival of the Fittest tournament that they have here. Kind of tournament. They mixed it up this time. First of all, let's get these little matches out of the way. For the Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championship, the Kingdom going up against the former three-time tag team champions, my client, Red Dragon.
Thy kingdom come.
No, die chasing the dragon. We're going to get our tag titles back, goddammit. The main event will be, of course, a Bullet Club match between AJ Styles and the motherfucking Young Bucks team. What? A1 Bullet Club tag team going up against the House of Truth, Jay Lethal, Donovan Dijak, 44, that's me, baby. And a guy named Joey Dadango? Dadago? What? Dadiego? That guy. What happened to
Jay Diesel?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What happened to Jay Diesel?
What happened to Jay Diesel? Unless he changed his name.
Unless he changed his name to Joey Dadiego. Dadiego. Whatever.
Yeah, he must have changed his name because it was too similar to Jay Lethal.
I know, right? Way too similar. So, the Survival of the Fittest qualifiers, they started this out by saying there's going to be, you know, six guys in the finals. The qualifying matches, they're going to have 2 1-on-1 matches, 2 triple threat matches, and 2 4-corner survival matches. So we're just going to pick the winners of that and send them straight to the finals, which is going to be on night two, the next day. The matches that they have here, we're going to start with the one-on-one matches. The television champion, Roderick Strong, going up against your boy, Cedric Alexander.
Cedric Boo.
I'm going to just say Roderick Strong because reasons. I always wanted Cedric Alexander to be in a Survivor of the Fittest at least once. Well, but he's not getting past Roderick Strong. I don't care how many shenanigans. You're not going to beat the new television champion. It just doesn't work out. Do you guys agree?
I agree.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay, so Roderick Strong advances. Remember that. The next singles match, this is actually going to be the best of five series. Matt Sydal and ACH, this is match number five. Which one of these guys are going to the Survivor of the Fittest? ACH or Matt Sydal and Mofo Magic? You will be going first.
I'm going to say Matt Sydal.
All right. Doomsday, who you got?
Yeah, I hate to say it, but Matt Sydal.
Damn. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say ACH. But Matt Sydal, you're going to Survivor of the Fittest. Next matchup is going to be the triple threat match between Unbreakable Michael Elgin, Adam Cole, baby, and Moose, your client. Who's going to advance here, Doomsday? Who are you picking, Elgin, Cole, or your boy Moose?
Adam Cole, baby.
Choosing Adam Cole. Mofo, who you got?
I got Adam Cole.
I'm going to lean towards Adam Cole as well. That looks presentable. So we got Adam Cole, Roderick Strong, and Matt Sydal shaping up. Nice so far. Next triple threat match is Dalton Castle, Adam Page, and Silas Young.
Ew, Adam Page, ew.
Adam Page. Come on, man. Adam Page is trying. He's trying. Mofo, who you got? Dalton Castle, Silas Young, or Adam Page?
Considering the two people in the match outside of him, I'm going to go with Adam Page.
Oh, okay. Doomsday, who you got?
Yeah, as much as I pain, it pains me to say it, it's probably going to be Adam Page.
Adam Page, all right. Yeah, it's looking to be that way. If it's going to be one of them dark horses in there, might as well be fucking Adam Page. Okay, so now we're going to the Four Corner Survivals match. The former two-time Ring of Honor World Champion, Jay Briscoe, will go up against Frankie Kazarian, Raymond Rowe, and your boy, Rhett Titus. Who's winning this Four Corner Survival Doomsday? You're first.
Yo, I wasn't even paying attention to any of the names you just said.
Jay Briscoe, Frankie Kazarian, Raymond Rowe, Rhett Titus.
Yeah, it's going to be Jay Briscoe.
All right. Mofo?
I'm going to actually say Frankie Kazarian by shenanigan.
Really? Yeah.
I was going to say Raymond Rowe out of fucking nowhere, but
I was going to say Raymond Rowe. I'm actually going to change it to Frankie Kazarian. And, I mean, they got this whole All Night Express Briscoe's rivalry turned up.
I know, right? Don't even
like,
know.
They're making it sound like they've been hating each other for 5-6 years. I mean, like, they
I know!
They stopped feuding, like, 6 months before All Night Express left.
Like, how do they remember? Because they're the only group that's still there. Kings of Wrestling is gone, and Wrestling Greatest Tag Team is gone. So it's like, who else knows us? Oh, the Briscoes. You know? They're not going any damn where. Okay, so I'm going to say Briscoe. But does he need to be there? I think they are feuding with Rhett, so I'm going to say Frankie Kazarian, I guess. I guess he'll go forward. I don't know. Alright, so in the last Four Corner Survival match, we got the other Briscoe, Mark Briscoe, Christopher Daniels, Hanson, and Kenny King.
I'm gonna go with Hanson.
Just realized all these guys are split the tag teams together and just have a match. One of you guys are gonna go in.
I'm gonna go with Hanson.
Let's see. Mofo, who you got?
I'm gonna go Hanson.
Alright, Hanson. He was in Survivor of the Fittest last year, right? For like the finals, I think. I think he was close somewhere.
I think he, from what I remember, was like one of the last two.
Yeah, yeah, like, he was definitely one of the last two, something like that. He was really close. So, what we have in the final six Elimination Match for Survivor Series Finals, we have Roderick Strong, Adam Page, Adam Cole, Frankie Kazarian, Hansen, and Matt Sydal. So, out of those guys, who would you pick to go, you know, win Survivor of the Fittest, which I believe the winner gets a world title shot whenever they want, correct?
Same. I don't think whenever they want.
Not like a cash-in, more like a set date type deal. Like, hey, I want my title shot on the, you know, 13th anniversary show or whatever number they're at right now. Yeah, they can do something like that. So,
I'm gonna say Adam Cole by shenanigans.
Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole won already, didn't he? He won last year.
Last year.
Think you gonna do it two times? Let me see. I'm not gonna pick him. Shit, I don't even know. Fuck it, I don't want it to be Matt Sydal. I really don't. And Kazarian, just no. Adam Page, you know he's not gonna win. I'm gonna say either Roger Strong, Adam Cole, or Hansen. Do you say who you got?
Adam Cole, baby.
Oh yeah, duh, Adam Cole. I guess fine. Adam Cole, you're gonna win Survivor the Fittest. Not once, but two times. I think he's gonna get a title shot regardless if he wins this or not. And Hansen and Rowe, I think they're getting a tag title shot at,
their final battle.
Right. So, I don't know. Maybe, fuck it. I'm gonna just say Matt Sydal. I don't give a shit. I just want to see the match. That's about it. Mind you, this is all gonna be in Hobson, Minnesota for night two. I don't think they have any matches announced for night two at all. Pretty much, depending.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I know, right? That will be, of course, like a TV tape, and all of these probably be TV tapes. Which is gonna lead up to the road to final battle. Alright, and I guess we'll take a break here. We will come back with more rant and wrestling. My shoulders felt like a lion in a room full of vultures. Try to slow me up, but the bro got focus. Gave me no shine, but the world still noticed. Now I'm about to own this, ripping my culture. Rocking my ear, lava like a soldier. Sign more flag hanging off of my wrist. Don't step, Steve Nash could've give the assist. If you act wrong, have your eye in your singing you a sad song. Dead man walking, go put a body bag on. I just rock the gear that they never put a tag on. Hanging with the girls you can never get a hand on.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Rant and Wrestling. Appreciate you listening to us every week on NNZ Podcast and on iTunes. And, of course, Podcast Addict and Rant EM Radio on rantemradio.com every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Oh, my. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to us and everything. Can't talk tonight. All right, guys. So, the WrestleMania list. We are now doing the top five John Cena matches. Yes, this is going to be great. Oh, man. John Cena, total record at WrestleMania?
Did he just stop talking?
I think he's gone.
Darn it.
No.
Aww. Hold on.
Screw you, Skype.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Screw you, Skype. Okay. John Cena, how many matches at WrestleMania?
12 matches total. Record is 9-3 at WrestleMania.
Not good. I mean, not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all. My five favorite John Cena matches. Number five. I'm going to put this down at number five because it's not a one-on-one match. But John Cena versus Triple H versus Randy Orton, WrestleMania 24. Actually, one of my favorite matches, and actually one of my favorite WrestleManias. I love how this one, nobody thought Randy Orton was going to win. It was 50-50 down the line. Cena's going to win or Triple H is going to win. Nobody saw Randy Orton coming out of WrestleMania with the title. Nobody. Motherfucker punted the shit out of Triple H, I think it was, and won the match. It was great. Another triple threat match. I believe this is at WrestleMania. I'm doing a lot of this on memory. WrestleMania 25. Big Show, Edge, and John Cena. Mm-hmm. Where John Cena does the double attitude adjustment. I thought he was going to actually flip them over, but then Edge got the great idea of being like, I ain't letting this big motherfucker flip on me. I'm dying.
Right.
So,
right.
That was one of my favorite matches. Number three, I'm actually going to put this year's match of John Cena versus Rusev. I thought this was really good. John Cena, actually, always big-time player, has great, great big-time matches and everything. Very, very good with good match to see. Number two, I have John Cena versus Triple H at WrestleMania 24-23. WrestleMania 24-23, John Cena facing Triple H for the WWE, 22 for the WWE title. And number one, this is easy, John Cena, Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 23. That's probably one of the best WrestleMania matches ever. John defeating Shawn Michaels in a one-on-one match and everything. That's my list of John Cena matches. And actually, just missing top five, John Cena versus Big Show. True story. I actually like that match, WrestleMania 20. And John Cena versus JBL.
Yeah, definitely. Both of those were great.
John Cena, Triple H, Randy Orton. It was basically John Cena versus Triple H, and Randy Orton just so happened to be in it. And I didn't see it coming neither, and I was fine with the outcome. That was when, you know, John Cena had that band, and at that time I hated John Cena, so when he lost, I was like, this is the greatest WrestleMania ever. Now, I think you said number four was WrestleMania 25, the triple threat match. I think that's what it was. The Cena had that intro with all the old Cenas. I mean, not the old Cena. He had the old theme. He had the old theme. And that match, I can't even remember that match. I'm not even sure. I remember it, but I just know Cena won. The third was what? Triple H versus John Cena? I think that was number three. No. Rusev. Sorry, Rusev. That match was actually really good. I actually enjoyed that match too. For the United States Championship. I really did. Now, the last two are probably the best matches he's had at WrestleMania with Triple H and Shawn Michaels. I didn't see the Triple H one coming either. How he beat Triple H and Shawn Michaels back-to-back WrestleManias and made both of them tap out. You know, so I was both like, okay, John Cena's a made man. No, first of all, Triple H was a heel. They only had like a month to build this match, and they tore the house down in Chicago. I didn't think it was going to be that good, but that match.
I think that was the year he came back, wasn't it? That was the year he came back to Royal Rumble. Like, apparently, broke his neck and then came back to Royal Rumble. Like,
oh yeah,
later.
No. That was WrestleMania 24, because that's how it became the triple threat match. It wasn't going to be a triple threat match. Triple H was in it. It was just going to be Randy Orton against Triple H. But then, you know, of course, he won the Royal Rumble.
Right. Petty.
Yeah, so that one. The winner of the Royal Rumble was Rey Mysterio for WrestleMania 22, because the whole Eddie Guerrero thing. Ooh, better move. The number one, of course, what? Shawn Michaels against John Cena. And I believe they had a better match on Monday Night Raw. But, of course, I only said that because Shawn Michaels actually won, and it was a day before my birthday, and that made everything just a whole lot better. Like I said, at that time, I hated John Cena, you know. But, not a bad list. I don't think you're wrong in that little thing. And Big Show versus John Cena was really fun. Madison Square Garden, WrestleMania 20, first match on the card, United States Championship. You know, that was back when, you know, doing the attitude adjustment on the Big Show was actually a big deal. You know, now he can just do it anytime he wants. Cena's strong as hell. You know? And, but yeah, nice list. Not a problem. Doomsday, you got any thoughts on it?
Man, I don't have thoughts on life.
Where are you, man?
Man, I'm gone.
You are so far.
I am so far gone, like Drake.
Can you get through this 5-star wrestler?
Yeah, man. Yeah, no problem.
Just wanted to preview guys next week. I know we're still a week behind. I'm going to do the specialty matches next week. And then the week after that, we are going to do, and there's really five of these, top five United States Heavyweight Championship matches.
At WrestleMania.
At WrestleMania.
There's five of them?
There's five of them.
Five of them total?
There are five of them. The United States title has been defended about 8 or 9 times in the last, I mean, keep in mind, they took over WCW 15 years ago, so there's definitely five of them.
Okay, yeah, you do have a point. I remember two off the top of my head.
I know one we can't mention.
That's the one I was thinking about.
Yeah,
MVP, you know what it is.
Yeah, MVP defending the United States title in a ghost match.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even thinking of that one. I was thinking Benoit versus JBL at WrestleMania 22. But that's for next week, you said? Or
that's for next week. Or the week after, depending on if I can do two lists. But at least next week, we're going to do the top five specialty matches. And actually, okay. let's make it extremely hard for me to watch this cluster app. Let's change it to top five Money in the Bank matches in WrestleMania history. There's been like 8. That's ought to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm down with it. I like this there, man. Like it a lot. All right. 5-star wrestlers. This one is going to be, I'm just going through the list because there's people that's been on here for a while. This is by Discus Lariat on Tumblr. So you follow him, please do. Really good, cool dude. Discus-Lariat. The 5-star wrestlers I politely asked him for was 4 TNA World Heavyweight Championships list. So these 5 are all TNA Heavyweight Champions. Of course, some of them, well, all of you should know. Let's get to the first one. He's only held that title 1 time. This is Canadian wrestler EY Eric Young. Mofo, you go first. You got any thoughts on Eric Young? Former TNA Heavyweight Champion at the time.
Well, Eric Young is that guy who I think that everybody at some point thought that when he was joking around everything that he could be a good serious wrestler. But when he became a serious wrestler, it just didn't transition. They tried to think with the World Elite, and that was really cool. And then he was just kind of there. Then they did the world title thing. And that was pretty cool, but he was just still kind of there. Like, I think they always wanted him to be almost like how Mankind was.
Yeah.
He was a mascot. But instead, he just wasn't that guy. I don't know what it was. Like, he could connect with the fans, but not in a way where you believed he was champion.
Right. Yeah, like, he just kept doing stuff that we couldn't take him seriously on. Like, when back in the day where, like, he would come out and when the pyro would go off, he would just jump, you know, get a little jump scare from him.
Yeah.
Or he was, what, former TNA Knockouts Tag Team Champion with ODB. And he would have, like, 3 belts at one time. I think one of them was the old TNA Heavyweight Championship belt that he got out of the trash. Like, I don't know. We just couldn't take the man seriously at all. You know, but, I mean, good wrestler. I don't doubt his skills in the ring. Yes, he can connect with the fans. And I think from what I've been told, because I don't watch TNA, EY only won the belt because of how Daniel Bryan won his.
Yeah, that's basically how it was.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's because, like, he won it, like, because, yeah, it was so awkward with it. It was awkward and obvious that they had him win based off of the same type of momentum Daniel Bryan was having with WWE. Like, that whole underdog type deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, TNA, they couldn't help themselves.
They really couldn't.
Yeah, so when they said, you know, Eric Young, TNA Heavyweight Champion, I was like, what? I guess? Okay. Did you say you got any thoughts on Eric Young?
Yo, I was always like, I was always a fan of him. Never really like thought of him as like the guy in TNA. Even when he was champ, though, but I still really enjoyed his work. He was one of my favorite guys in TNA. But yeah, that whole him as like heavyweight champ kind of like threw me out of loop or whatever. It was a little sudden and confusing, yeah, whatever for me. But like, I really wasn't feeling it too much. But like, either way, I still fuck with him though.
Yeah, like, I did remember, I think my favorite Eric Young was when, I think y'all brought it up earlier, the Word Elite Eric Young, because he had the global title at the time.
Yeah, that's right, because that was the title that used to be the Legends title and shit, right?
Yeah, you know, and he was like, he's the global champion, but since he's Canadian and he doesn't like America, he wouldn't defend the title on U.S. soil. So, he would, like, defend it in different, you know, places. I think he lost it in Europe to Rob Terry?
Yeah, he lost to Rob Terry, yeah.
You know, so yeah. I get how he was, you know, only defends the title there, but other than that, that's Eric Young. If y'all can name one of your favorite Eric Young matches, go right ahead, because I have none.
He actually had a pretty good match against Magnus to win the title, and, I mean, even though it was a loss, he had a really good match against Bobby Lashley.
Okay. So. All right, the next TNA heavyweight champion, he's only held this title one time. Former WWF champion, y'all already know him and love him. This is Mick Foley. Mm-hmm. And you might as well talk about all the faces of Foley shit, I guess, if y'all want to. But I did remember Mick Foley winning the TNA Heavyweight Championship, why they did it. I guess they wanted him to be a heavyweight champion somewhere, just to pack the stats, because he only had, two-time WWF champion, something like that. He really didn't have a lot of world titles. I don't even think he even needed it, you know, but Mick Foley has always been fun to me. You're never going to be like, ew, Mick Foley. It's almost like, yay, Mick Foley. He's fun, you know, and out of the faces of Foley with, you know, Dude Love, Cactus Jack, and Mankind. My actual favorite was Mankind. The guy was really, really nuts. And, all of them was kind of nuts besides Dude Love. But how Mankind had the mask and his head was a little bit shaved and he kept rocking back and forth with the urn. And to my knowledge, I could be wrong, someone please correct me, the only person to have two different ring entrances. The first one, you know, he'll have, like, a little, like, mellow tone type of entrance. And then when he wins the match, it'll have, like, a nice little jolly sound towards the end. And I was like, I don't think he's the only one that actually did that. Dude Love was just a character. You know, Dude Love teaming with fucking Steve Austin. But Mick Foley and TNA? Oh, why was he there? Like, they were really trying to boost ratings, and I don't even like him in the ring at that time. But Mick Foley had some good matches with Edge at WrestleMania. The Hell in a Cell match with The Undertaker, which I don't even know if you want to call it a match. He won that big, huge pop that he got on Raw when they was like, yeah, that'll put butts in the seats when they gave out the spoilers and whatnot. Mick Foley was the man. Foley is God, you know. I remember they kept having that sign everywhere. Foley is God. Dimsday, your turn to talk about former TNA heavyweight champion Mick Foley.
Yeah, I loved Mick Foley. Definitely a big fan of his. Mankind was dope. My favorite Mick Foley, though, was Cactus Jack. Like, that hardcore shit. Like, I really liked that. Of course, there was the infamous Undertaker-Mankind match at Mankind Hell in a Cell match. That would always be ingrained in my mind. But definitely one of my favorite matches with him was his match with Edge. That WrestleMania match. That was a dope match. But yeah, I really fuck with him. TNA, I really, at that point in TNA, I wasn't really watching much of him, so luckily I did not get scarred for life from that experience.
Yeah. Oh, poor guy. I mean, no, poor guy talking about me. Lucky you, you. Mofo, your thoughts on Mick Foley, and what was your favorite face of Foley?
Oh, my favorite Foley is easily Cactus Jack. Yeah. Like it's not even a question. It's easily Cactus Jack. What got me was just how good he was at almost everything, it felt like. And, you know, I didn't get to see Mick Foley in TNA, luckily. And I was like, I thought he was champion. I'm like, why? But,
right.
It's just one of those things where it just seemed like, it just kind of seemed like one of those things that was very, you know, kind of got rushed, but I don't know, like I'm very much a fan of Mick Foley, man. He definitely, for me, he did it for me. I loved Mick Foley.
where were you when, Mick Foley won the title, on Raw when Austin came out of nowhere and started raising hell and he finally beat The Rock? Where were you?
It was 99. I was still in high school, so I actually did not see that Raw. I heard about it because there was a wrestling radio show that reported it over the weekend. So that was pretty cool. But outside of that, it was, you know, but I just heard about it and I was like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But I didn't have any type of, you know, I didn't get to see it and everything like that. I didn't get to see the Tony Schiavone thing. By then, I was kind of slowing down on wrestling. You know, girl. All about girls.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember them saying, like you said, that'll put butts in the seats. I didn't even peep that he even said that. I don't even know how I didn't pay attention to it. And I saw it on the website, like, Mick Foley is champion. I was like, no, he's not The Rock's champion. I don't get it.
I was like, really?
You know, so I had to wait and see, you know, and I was like, oh, cool, Mick Foley is the champ. I didn't know he had a big-ass pop like he did. Like, that's one of the iconic pops that ever happened on a title change of anything, you know.
Yeah.
Next up, next TNA heavyweight champion. This guy is actually a two-time TNA heavyweight champion. He is Mr. Ken Anderson, or Mr. Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Dusey, you go first. Your thoughts on Mr. Anderson.
Yo, yeah, when he was Mr. Kennedy in WWE, I thought he was so dope. I really enjoyed it. He was one of my favorite guys at the point when he debuted there until he left. It was a damn shame, that shit didn't go right with him with that. But yeah, I really loved him. When he got to TNA, like, wrestling wise, he was dope, but like, I wasn't really feeling the storylines he was in. I really wasn't. So like, I became indifferent to him after the fact, you know, which is a damn shame. yeah, that's it.
All right, Mofo, you got any thoughts on Mr. Anderson, Mr. Kennedy?
I think one of those things, he just was one of those guys that got exposed in TNA. Like, he was one of those guys that everybody wanted him to be, like, a big deal in WWE and, like, was, like, thinking that he's being held back. And why doesn't this guy get better and better? And, I mean, he was on fire at one point, and then he just kept getting hurt, and then he went to TNA, and they basically gave him a mic. I remember he cut one of the worst fucking promos. Like, he was just bad.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like, him? Okay, so when I heard about him, the first time I actually heard about him, I was just getting back into wrestling, kind of, sort of. It was WrestleMania 23. And that's when he won Money in the Bank. And I was like, who is this guy, Mr. Anderson? And he must going to be champion in the future. Then I found out he got hurt and they gave the briefcase to Edge. And I was thinking, and I actually looked at the timeline because he was in another Money in the Bank on 24. And I was like, okay, that was a year later. he came back from injury, I believe, around like January, maybe February. And I'm like, they didn't even have to take the briefcase away from him. They could have just kept it on him until he got back, unless they planned for him to cash it in somewhere in the future. So I think they did have plans for him to be world champion. I could be wrong. But that was when Mr. Kennedy, and then like everybody said, he was being held back. You know, he's really talented. So he goes to TNA and started this whole, what wrestling isn't fake, but people are, you know, I'm an asshole type of thing. And I get it, you know, you needed the gimmick and all that stuff. He had the mic coming down. I do love his match with him and Kurt Angle at Lockdown. Love that match. Really, really good.
I honestly, by the way, think that's one of the coolest damn things. It kind of sucks that he's the guy who says it. But that's one of the coolest things. Pro wrestling is not fake. People are.
Yeah.
Like, I think as a wrestling fan, like, we all kind of, like, can relate to that. You know what I mean?
Right. Makes perfect sense. You know? But Anderson, it's like, yeah, like you said, he kept getting injured, and he finally became a world champion, but that didn't last long, because I think he only been world champion, like, I know he'd been, like, twice, but they're really short title reigns, you know? So, Mr. Anderson, I guess so, whatever. Right. If Dave is like, hey, we got a free agent, Mr. Anderson, you want him? I'll be like, I think I'll pass. Next TNA Heavyweight Champion, he's actually the former two-time Ring of Honor World Champion. We're talking about A-Double, Austin Aries. Mofo, you go first this time. Your thoughts on the greatest man that has ever lived. No, you don't want to go? That's fine. Mofo.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
Austin Aries.
Austin Aries, oh god, I was hoping his name would come up. I'm a huge Austin Aries fan. Austin Aries is one of my favorites. He was one of the guys that actually I would hear about before I got into Ring of Honor that I would need to see. And Austin Aries is one of those cats to me that has just been everywhere he goes, he somehow, some way tends to do better and better and better. And the only thing about him is that at the same time, he is notorious for being a little bit hard to work with. I think that's part of the reason why he hasn't gone further in the industry. But, you know, yeah, Austin Aries to me, man, if I'm starting a wrestling company, that's one of the guys who I kind of, you know, that's the guy who I want on my roster.
Oh, yeah, without question. The guy can, he can cut a serious promo if he wanted to. Now he's kind of more like laid back. When Austin Aries started off with what, Generation Next? I mean, he was cool. He was just a nice little hybrid type wrestler. And then when he, left to go to TNA with the whole Austin Star gimmick, and then he came back and became really serious and started feuding with Jimmy Jacobs. That was probably one of my favorite Austin Aries, matches. And I love his finishers that he has, because he doesn't just have one. I believe he has three. The 450 Splash, the Brain Buster, and the,
Last Chancery.
That's what it's called. Yes, the Last Chancery. So I was like, okay, this guy has a series of moves. He has that, you know, heat-seeking missile. You know, they had that tag team with Roderick Strong. And then he left to go to, TNA. And, he actually did fairly well in there. I think he's the longest X Division champion there. Believe he is, and I think he held it like hell of times. Yeah, and then he beat Robert Roode, or Bobby Roode, whatever you want to call him. He beat him, and he was TNA champion. And I was like, okay, cool, they're gonna run with him a little bit. And I think he lost it within like 100 days. I could be wrong, but yeah, I really like Austin Aries. His work rate is really, really good. Very conditioned, you know. He doesn't have to be big, you know, but muscular dude. I like his heel work better than his face work. But, yeah, Austin Aries, not a problem. Tag team or singles, doesn't matter. Doomsday, your thoughts on A-Double, Austin Aries?
Yeah, I thought he was dope. The thing is that my first, like, interaction with, him was, during his time. Like, my first interaction with him during his time was the Austin Star time when him and like Roderick Strong and all them were in TNA and shit. And, yeah, I thought he was dope then, but, like, yeah, it was a damn shame that he didn't really get a fair shake then. But since then, I had followed him, and he was, like, really dope. Definitely a great wrestler. Personality-wise, I think the guy's a tool, but, yeah, it's whatever. I think he's, like, a great wrestler, though, overall. I definitely remember when he got his second title reign in Ring of Honor. I thought that was, like, real dope, and that was real cool to see that happen. But, yeah, he's a cool guy.
Yeah. Favorite Austin Aries match?
Hard. I like the Rude match, the Bobby Rude match. I like his match against, who was it against? Oh man, I like his match against Samoa Joe. God, love his matches against Bryan Danielson. I mean, there's one I think he has against, it's him and Danielson versus Kenta. That's something against Nigel McGuinness. I mean, pick one.
Yeah. Austin Aries versus, Tyler Black. The hour long match or the match where Tyler Black finally won. Austin Aries and Roderick Strong tag teaming against anyone. Austin Aries, like you said, I think you said Robert Roode already. Well, Austin Aries. Austin Aries against, I think it was Davey Richards one time, but I think Austin Aries won that. Well, that was when, he had his second Ring of Honor title reign. Him and Jimmy Jacobs at that pay-per-view, I think it was like a chain dog collar match or something. Both of them was bleeding. It was crazy. And, Lacey came out of nowhere, so that was pretty cool. Yeah, cause he was trying to join the Age of the Fall. You know, that whole thing. So, and fucking Sonny was involved a little bit, but whatever. Let me see. Oh, the last 5-star wrestler here. He is another 2-time TNA heavyweight champion. We already said his name like 3 times already. This is Robert Bobby Roode. And that was his tag team champion, Austin Aries. Mofo, your thoughts on Robert Roode or Bobby Roode? What do you call him, Bobby or Robert?
I call him Bobby.
I call him Bobby Roode. That's what I call him.
Yeah, it was kind of, Bobby Roode to me, actually, to be honest with you, is one of the most underrated wrestlers. Because to me, he's one of the guys who was actually one of the best wrestlers of the 2000s. And he's just, a lot of people compare him to Triple H, and I see a lot of that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, he's, and you know what the thing is, that I think he's one of those guys that somewhere along the line, he believes that TNA is the best fit for him. And that's, I mean, some people say it's because WWE knows never calling. I think WWE's wanted him, he just doesn't want to go for whatever reason. So, I mean, I hope wherever he is, I hope he gets his shine one day. But, you know, if not, I'll enjoy Bobby Roode matches as much as I can.
Right. Almost like how the Mr. Anderson situation that I gave you. I was like, hey, we got Mr. Anderson, free agent. Do you want him? He's like, no. Well, we got Bobby Roode. Do you want him? I'm like, yes, immediately. Bring his ass over here. I was about to say, comparing him to Triple H, I mean, he's not Triple H, but I would say he's like the Triple H of TNA. Not heavyweight champion wise, not always in the camera, but enough to get the respect of everybody else. This man is really, really good. He even lost the hair and became super serious with the, I think he's the longest reigning, TNA heavyweight champion that they had. He broke AJ Styles' record. And, I love when he was in Beer Money. I think that's what made me a real big fan of him was when he was with Beer Money Inc. And, him being a singles wrestler, I think he can work in any company. Even Lucha Underground. I see him working really well with others, tag teams, or singles. Almost like Austin Aries, but not a hybrid. You know, but, yeah, I like Bobby, Robert, whatever. Why did he just change his damn name? Doomsday, your thoughts on Robert Roode?
Yeah, I love Robert Roode. The funny thing about him was that back when he was part of Team Canada, I really didn't think much of him. I was always like fixated on like Petey Williams and shit. But
right.
Yeah, like so, but the thing is that once he ended up with the whole Beer Money Inc. deal, like that's when I really like say like, damn, like this guy's like really dope. Like I really fuck with him. Like whatever he like a lot of the stuff that he's doing. So he's perpetually been one of the better guys in TNA. And most likely one of those guys that's been keeping some people watching, you know? But, yeah, I think he's cool. But wherever he ends up, like, after the fact, it's going to be, it may be something special, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's it. Y'all want to get your plugs out there, you feel free to go right ahead.
All right. Doomsday519.tumblr.com. At Joy Doomsday on Twitter, Doomsday Space 519 on YouTube. That's my primary channel. Doomsday Space Gorilla, as in PWG Gorilla spelling, whatever. On my secondary channel, probably have a video posted maybe next week. Something like that. It's probably going to be some short shit or whatever, but yeah, check that out. Yeah.
Mofo?
Mofo Magic at Mofo Magic RNW on Twitter. That's it.
Alright, and of course, at NNZ Podcast. Bless you. Bless you. And at NNZ Podcast on Twitter. Make sure you check out with us. And remember to start Blake Bortles over Derek R, if you have the same situation as Mofo did. Mofo, can you give us the kind words, please?
Hey, gentlemen, it's been great dealing with you. I will see you soon. Remember, in the meantime, though, stay live. Not shy.
Nice.
See y'all next week.
Mofo. And here goes the dynamite.